This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You do. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Independence Week is being celebrated by all of us. I don't like to just make it a day. Jay Kirshner is here with me, as she usually is, welcoming in the day for some. A lot of people listen around the clock to this program. GoodDayShow.com is where you can find that. And a welcome in to those who are listening to radio stations and they're not hearing a familiar voice. That would be, well, some of you, I think the folks down in Pennsylvania, as I pointed out earlier, have heard me on this program over the years. We welcome in this week 1240 WRTA with 98.5 on the other side. In Altoona, Pennsylvania, on the AM side, State College, Pennsylvania, WRCH, WRS. Wait a minute, do that again, Doug. How about we give them the right call letters? WRSC, Radio State College, 95.3. Oh. How about them apples? There's an airport. I remember going to the radio station there. I remember it's a great college town. Have you ever been to State College? Wonderful. I can, the two things I remember about Altoona and State College. Altoona was a stop on the train from New York actually ran all the way to the Pennsylvania Railroad, went out to St. Louis and down into Texas, I think. We used to take the train from Boston and then get on. We changed trains. The New Haven train brought us into New York, and then we got on to Pennsylvania, and we went to see my grandparents and got off in Effingham, Illinois. I remember going by that railroad station a couple of years ago. It's all abandoned now, nothing there. But I remember, you know, my grandfather would meet me there, meet us all there. And in the middle of the night, at one point, my mother thought we were old enough to go by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So my two sisters, my oldest sister Linda and my younger sister Nancy and me, we all got on the train together. And my oldest sister, I think Linda was 15 at the time. And my mother wasn't well, so she wanted us to see, and we wanted to go see our grandparents. It was a great trip. So I would drive my sisters crazy by getting, at every stop, I'd get off the train. And I would walk around, and I wouldn't get back on the train until it started to move. And I was like 9 years old or something like that at the time. And so I remember vividly getting off in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I can remember the state's probably not anything like what it was then, but it was really kind of a cool thing. And then my State College stories, having been on the radio there, we did a personal appearance. I think it was me and Charlotte. I flew into that little airport in State College and went. There was a wonderful restaurant on the second floor. I wish somebody that was listening now in State College would remind me the name of this restaurant. Second floor of a building. I hope it's still there because it was marvelous. I can't remember the name of it, but it was on the main street in State College, Pennsylvania. Great college towns, anyway. So those are some of the memories. And today and this week, good time for you to share memories. This is a time when a lot of people, most folks, take some time off. We don't, but then that's just kind of me. I think I'm going to have Jay take some time off because she needs to take care of that little annoyance in the lungs that she has. Right, yeah. So I'll get Jennifer to spend some time with us. Jennifer Horn, who's been associated with this program for 17, 18 years. There's a lot of tradition here. And although I think we do, if I do say so myself, a fabulous job of keeping up with what's going on, there are times when I feel like it's more comfortable to reflect, to go back on to some of the, if you will, the good old days and things that do not necessarily live on forever, and maybe they shouldn't. But the tradition of what goes on during the week that we have celebrated our independence is an important thing. I think we have too many holidays in America, but I think there are three or four, and you and I have gone through them, certainly Christmas and New Year's, Memorial Day, perhaps with Veterans Day, I think that certainly the 4th, Memorial Day, has also a special connotation for me. But at any rate, there are other times when we can take a deep breath. But this is the time when we really take a deep breath and enjoy the weather. And even though it's hot, it's not as happy, thankful. It's not raining as much where I am. It's not as hot as it was down in the south and the southeast. But it still is, it's summertime. And summertime is when the living is easy. I'm going to make it easy right now for you to win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. You ready? How about this? Pay attention. This is an important step in your declaring your freedom. I want to go to Las Vegas, and I don't want to pay. Okay, we don't have to. 2 free nights. Right now, I have you covered, exactly. 541 Travels has made this possible. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-DOUG is the number, 800-419-3684. Yep, you heard me correctly. One of the first 10 callers in this particular instance, 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Pretty simple. It's not even a contest, right? You're one of the first 10 callers. Mm-hmm. You're all set. No questions asked. Yep, it's a giveaway. 2 nights you win in Las Vegas. No purchase necessary. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-D-O-U-G, Doug. All right, so what are we doing here in the good news department? The Iberian Peninsula. Unique opportunity, speaking of trips, to go over and witness what they're doing to promote green energy. 2 nations taking advantage of this, right? Portugal and Spain. Spain generates half of its power from renewable sources. Portugal is set to hit 100%. How do they do this? This is a great lesson. Portugal set out 9 or 10 years ago to make March of this year, when they would be when they'd be free of having to use fossil fuels, and they've gotten there. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they've generated 103% of their monthly energy consumption using all renewable sources.
Yeah, this solar, wind.
Yeah,
water.
That's something we are out to lunch when it comes to that.
Well, but it seems like that was so with I'm thinking what they're called, not the windmills, the water ones that the stream would
turbines.
Go through and and it would just like this big wooden wheel would turn and it would create electricity and that seems like it's so olden day. Why is it not such a mainstay today? It's like the work was already done. Just make it better so that it's functioning, and look at what Spain and Portugal are now doing. They're like, hey, we got this.
Well, one of the things about that history, I come from an area of the country where history abounds because it was this part of the country. The first shots were fired, Lexington and Concord, about 10, 12 miles from where I live in a town called Framingham. And we go over there all the time. When people come to town and they're tourists, they all want. I didn't ever go there as a kid. I took a date there one night, and we walked around. It was peaceful and quiet. And I don't know. This is probably 40 or so years ago, maybe longer than that. But it used to be. It was kind of like Stonehenge in England. You could just walk around before people started doing stupid stuff, and they had to, secure the place at night. But anyway, so the reason I bring it up is because Pepperidge Farm, the bread outfit, used to grind all of their flour at the old grist mill, which was part of the Wayside Inn complex, still is, as a matter of fact. And the reason that it's Longfellow's Wayside Inn. It was halfway between Boston and Worcester on the old Boston Post Road, and it was part of the scenery. When the fighting started in April of 1774, the shots heard around the world from Lexington and Concord, and the soldiers walked right by this inn. It wasn't really an inn; it was just a little house then, halfway between Boston and Worcester, and it's now a big old inn called Longfellow's Wayside. It was restored by Henry Ford, who bought thousands of acres of land around here. He actually wanted to build a car plant, and people wouldn't let him. But he was able to restore a lot of American history in this and that. So I'm sort of, that's a side story to the renewable energy thing. But I tell you the story because the Pepperidge Farm grist mill was powered and still is by the water that comes through. There's a stream there, and that is what powers it. You have great pictures. But if you go up and down the East Coast, especially the mill towns in the Northeast, they were always built on a river, and they got all their electricity out of the water and the water wheels. So why don't we do that anymore? That's what they're teaching us in Spain and Portugal.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, the big five economies in Europe include Spain, and they are now generating more than half of their electricity from these renewable sources. And I think that that is something we easily could do if we wanted to do. And I'm not necessarily, I'm not on the same bandwagon of global destruction if we don't take care of the climate problem, because the climate problem isn't something that we can all agree on. It isn't all caused by the same things. However, if you want to have clean air, solar power, wind power, hydroelectric power, even nuclear power. I always get criticized when I say that I think this is, it's clean except for what you generate in terms of the stuff that's left after you've used the nuclear energy. Then what do you do with that stuff? That's the problem. But a lot of countries in Europe are going down that road. And anyway, so the weather in Europe has been balmy compared to last year at this time, when there was, the country was roasting under drought, a lot of fires, the heat wave, and that sort of thing. So do you know where it's like that right now? Instead of it being in Europe, it's in China. China has set a record for hot days the past few months. Highest number of hot days since records began, actually, according to authorities there. The country is confronting another scorcher. Four heat waves so far taking place in China. So let's hope that doesn't blow over in our direction. Thank you very much. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flights, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flights, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins at the main studio in Dallas. Jay is in Cleveland, Doug is outside of Boston, and we're celebrating Independence Week here. I've asked for you to tell us on our social media, which is Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. You can find the connection by going to the website gooddayshow.com. Although I keep being told over and over again that it's social media that's important. Don't worry about the website. I'd like to have all of those things, I think, wrapped together. Don't you? Don't you find having that information?
Yeah, be everywhere all at once. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Okay. So I've asked you what unites us. I also have asked what your favorite patriotic song is. And Yvonne says, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. She said she sang that song in the 50s. So did I. That's how I remember it. Yvonne, it may be that long since I've had the ability to sing. You know that song, Jay? My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land.
I do. And I don't think I know the words past the liberty part.
I don't think I remember them either. Let freedom ring. I think I remember that. Tisha says the 8th of November. Okay, so I just said to Jay, what the heck is that?
It's a big and rich song. It's about a soldier leaving home, going to fight, and on the 8th of November is when they were attacked, and a lot of his fellow soldiers were taken away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big and rich, yeah. Got that. Terry says America the Beautiful, her favorite. Jeffrey said... Lee Greenwell, he's got two, so it's sort of a tie with Jeffrey Goad, G-O-A-D is the last name. He says American Pie, John McLean, McLean actually is how he pronounced his name, Canadian, even though he sang American Pie, bye, you know that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lee Greenwood had a great version of God Bless the USA, which I think we played.
Oh, yes.
Right, a little bit earlier. Let's see. Excuse me. Yep. They are both great songs, for sure. Russell Lycand says the Stars and Stripes. Dun, dun, dun. If you got that, James, see if you can find that quickly, will you? The Stars and Stripes, because that's kind of like I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy for me. Yeah? That's another one of those. Once you hear it, it sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Christus said, Didn't I? Who's that?
Montgomery Gentry. It's another country group who sang this song. Is again, about a soldier who leaves and asking the questions, you know, did I bleed enough? Mm-hmm. Did I fight hard enough? So I'm still standing mm-hmm. there when I get back.
Mm. All right, here's, if he can't remember, he didn't remember Stars and Stripes, here it is. These military songs, they always, I'm sitting up straight in my chair. I want to stand up at attention. In fact. Yeah. All right. So you remember this now. You may not have remembered it was called The Stars and Stripes, but you remember that tune. Okay. Donna Wagman says The Star Spangled Banner is her favorite inspirational sort of Independence Day song.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn says, not sure it would be a patriotic song, but Bruce is Born in the USA. Yeah, I think that's considered one.
Yeah, we can totally count yeah. that.
And it's, but the way he sings it, he works so hard. There was a, I was reading an article about, Paul McCartney was talking about the Beatles and what their concerts used to be like. And because when they first started coming over here, and not only in America, but elsewhere around the world when they were traveling, the audience would be screaming and yelling, so nobody could hear the music. So they'd go on for 30 or 40 minutes, and then they'd just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says that McCartney says, these concerts these days, they go on and on and on. That's Bruce Springsteen's fault.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is, a lot of these concerts, they have opening acts. There's the one opening
yeah.
act, or sometimes
right.
there's also an additional local opening act. Bruce is like, no, I don't need an opening act. I'm going to do the whole 3 hours
right.
myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mine. Anyway, so that was the Springsteen song that we were talking about. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cash Crunch, there's an app for that. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can earn cash back using the Upside app for gas, groceries, and at participating restaurants. Open a free account and then claim offer at participating businesses. You can redeem points for gift cards or deposit to your bank account. And who pays for this? The merchants who want you to be a regular. Read more at upside.com. You might already check gasbuddy.com for best price at the pump in your zip code, and their free forever gas card can save as much as 25 cents a gallon. And here's a tip. If you're unfamiliar with an app, hit BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau, and Google user reviews. Be careful which apps you let onto your phone. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Flight issues are not going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 6,400 delays in the United States on Tuesday. At the same time, more than 530 flights were canceled across the country. As of 2 a.m. Eastern early this morning, 127 flights were delayed and 110 have been projected to be canceled. San Francisco, Denver, LAX, Seattle, and New York's JFK are the leaders on the U.S. flights misery map. A federal judge is preventing the Biden administration from talking with social media sites. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana ruled that parts of the government, including the Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI, cannot speak with companies for the purpose of any manner of removal, deletion, protected by free speech. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Along with Captain Goodwin, and there we saw the men and boys.
I said, you're 60 foot in, can't you keep it up, can't you dandy? Find the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
And then they'd pipe away like fun, and play on horns or fiddles, and some had ribbons red as blood all round around the middle.
When I hear these songs, Jay, I can't help but being happy in the manner of speaking. It just sort of tweaks that happiness button. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service. It's Independence Day week, if you will, celebrating the success of others who had deep convictions and they wanted to be happy. Remember that old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then get rid of the British. Maybe the lyric line didn't quite go like
which
that.
Which the whole situation, I mean, essentially, when you break it down, it started with the whole tax thing.
Yep. Boston Tea Party. That's it. Kiss those. And you know what? We have a lot to learn from that with all these people that are talking, well, you got to tax the rich, get their money. And that nonsense that becomes the battle cry of people who are ignorant, that don't understand how the country works or how business works. Without money, capital, you don't have any jobs. You have no business unless you just tax all the money from everybody and the government pays for everything, which is kind of the direction we're headed in. Don't get me started on that. Here is the story of a man who collected $3 million after his lottery ticket was stolen by a cashier.
Right?
Down in Plymouth, Massachusetts, cashed in on his winning lottery ticket last week. The winning lottery number he had went back to last January, but the store clerk stole his ticket. So how in the world...
Write his name on it? Isn't
well,
that one of the things you're supposed
to do? Do you do that?
Do?
I never have done that with anything that I've ever... But it's a great idea, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah, it helps claim ownership. But and it's one of those things I don't think many of us had ever thought about. If you win and you take it to the cashier stealing it.
Yeah. So... He left it at the store, accidentally. That's what really happened. And he realized that he had done that. He went back after he determined that he lost it. And the next person who bought the lottery ticket at the store saw his tickets sitting on the terminal. And he told the clerk, and the clerk then pocketed the tickets.
But wait, isn't that one of those things that the clerk wouldn't have been able to redeem it anyway? I feel like it's if you work with the lottery or you work at a store that sells, you and then your family members, none of you are eligible to win.
How are you going to know that if you take the lottery ticket to some other state or some other place? I think that's kind of the way. Anyway, this fellow, Paul Lytle, of Lakeville, Massachusetts, was the victim of the scheme. And the fellow who was the clerk was a guy named Nunez. No, it was a lady, Carly Nunez, pleaded not guilty. Of course. Right. Anyway, she traveled to the lottery headquarters with another co-worker at the store to get the lottery money a couple of days after the purchase had been made by Mr. Little. And then what followed was a lot of investigating by the state police and the lottery commission and that sort of thing. And they figured it out that she had stolen the ticket. And so it was a quick pick. It was $2. And what do they do? You add a dollar for the multiplier. What is the multiplier, actually? I buy these tickets. I don't even know what it is. What is it? What's the multiplier?
It multiplies your winnings.
Thank you.
<That's good. laughs> You're welcome.
There we go. Why didn't I think of that? Does it double them? What does it make? How much
it depends
bigger
what the multiplier is. Because I think the multiplier is another drawn number, and then whatever that number is, that's how much it's multiplied should you win.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, this fellow's better off. Congratulations, Mr. Little, who is a boat mechanic. That neck of the woods, a lot of... boats and stuff in the harbors down there. So, good, good. I think those are the kind of stories we need to underscore. All right, so now, some teenage things going on in the news. This can't be, we can't spend the whole week talking about Independence Day and Independence Week. There are other things going on. Esther Wang, 16-year-old hiker, got lost on a trail in Golden Ears Park up in British Columbia in late June. Now safe, though, healthy and happy with her family. She was part of a hiking group. She peeled off, went on her own, and got lost. Can you imagine what it would be like? Just put yourself in the position of this young lady. She's a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to go off on her own. She couldn't get to the rest of the group. The rest of the group went in another direction. She yelled. She couldn't find them. They couldn't find her. So she's wandering around in this park for 4 days. No serious injuries.
Yeah.
She's okay. Got a lot of mosquito bites. But just put yourself there.
And her poor loved ones just so terrified for her. And it's one of those things that it's not even like you have to go a mile away from people. You can just take a couple steps to the side, take a moment. Maybe you are taking pictures. You're just taking in the scenery. And then you turn around and everybody's gone. I feel like we've all been there in crowded spaces where we just kind of stop and look at something. And then we turn around and we're like, wait, where'd my group go?
Yeah. Where is everybody? All right, this is not a good story about two 14-year-old boys who were killed in subway surfing incidents. Wow. This is something. Think about this for a second. The police identified 14-year-old Javon Frazier, who was unconscious, and he jumped onto the train platform at 33rd Street in the Queens, and police were called in. The boys... there were a couple, I guess there's been three altogether, were found, these boys were found unresponsive, and then they died. They were surfing on the tracks or something along that line in the tunnel.
Yeah, but I think that they were unrelated incidents, too. They weren't even together.
Yeah, but imagine being that reckless that you think you can jump on the, I'd be, well, maybe they just don't know that they're, some of them ride on top of the train cars, some of them jump on the tracks. That's called subway surfing. Then the, you know, these are old, old, most of the, if you can imagine, the subway system opened up in New York in 1904, and much of what's there now, if you ever go on the train into Penn Station, for example, and you go underground, it looks like the damn building's going to fall down around you, because it looks, it's just they are continually updating it and rebuilding it, but for heaven's sakes, imagine 1904.
Ugh. That's just awful. Absolutely awful.
I just find, I don't know, thinking about kids.
And well, and it's like whether you hit something or you fall off. These are going at fast speeds. One of the teens was killed due to injuries sustained from falling from an elevated height. It's not. It's also not like these are always on the ground. They are on bridges and going across. It's just, it is absolutely awful.
All right, so this time of year we have a lot of people swimming. Here's the story of a 7-year-old who was saved from drowning by two other young boys in Michigan. The youngster says, they're my heroes. They were 12 and 8 years of age, the heroes. Two children saving another child from drowning. This was in Fenton, Michigan. The boys saw a young boy fall into the pool and sink like a rock to the bottom of the pool. And then they realized what was going on. They jumped into the pool to save him. The mother performed CPR. Paramedics got there, transported to the hospital. He made a full recovery. But if it hadn't been for the quick thinking of these two boys, been curtains for that 7-year-old.
Who are 12 and 8.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible.
The mother gave each boy a packet of books and $100 to go on a shopping spree. Okay, yeah, listen. I think somebody's life is worth more than $100, but they didn't do it for the money. Other people in the news today, John Linson, homeowner, fined for having 32 trees cut down from his neighbor's property in New Jersey without a permit. Hello, you cut down trees on your neighbor's property?
Were they hanging over his yard?
Well, I think that's what happens. I've had that happen to me, frankly. But the damage caused was greater than the damage incurred. So, let's see. John is going to have to pay a $32,000 fine for the trees that he cut down. And the value of the trees to replant them could be up to $1 million or so. So, and it could, he'd have to pay for that, too, at any rate. So,
what is the situation? Like, not having somebody else's trees cut down, but if there's a tree right by the property line and it's not well maintained, or bushes and not, they are not well maintained, and they pretty much hang over and hinder an area of your neighbor's yard. So the neighbor would be able to cut those branches?
I do it all the time. My farm, there's a fence along the driveway going into the farm, and the neighbor is not a fan of mine, and so he likes to have, he get all kinds of junk and things there. And so the trees that he's planted and encouraged to grow on my side, I cut down, just take the chainsaw and just cut them. Either at the ground level, I make sure that whatever is there is on my property, but I don't want it to be I shouldn't have to have that mess on my side of the fence, right?
Absolutely.
It's wonderful to realize that there are all kinds of people in the world, some who are happy for one's success, others who are not happy, they're jealous, they think, well, if he's got it, why can't I have it? Kind of goes back to that taxation. It actually goes back to the discussion they were having off and on about the business of paying off student loans. Why should one person who happens to have had a loan, and maybe they're struggling, we get it, but why would they get special treatment? They don't deserve special treatment. And if you're going to do that for them, what's the caveat for people who don't have that liability, but a liability for a car loan, let's say? So now the government's going to pay off your car loan? Does that make sense? It'd be nice, but then... Free cars for everyone!
Rely on us more, so when the bottom drops out.
Right, exactly. You're all members of the state. There's another name in the news. This every once in a while pops up. Bill Cosby has been sued in Nevada by 9 women who claim they were drugged and assaulted by him. Is this ever going to stop? With him, I find it... It's sad. Much of anything else, don't you think? It's just sad.
For victims, yeah. And also begs the question, though, too, of every victim deserves justice. Real victims, not anybody who's lying about anything. Real victims deserve justice. But at the same time, when the assailant or the quote-unquote criminal is somebody, say, like, maybe nearing death or really wouldn't even withstand 3 weeks in prison because they just their health isn't there, mm-hmm. is it worth it to keep pursuing just for the peace of mind for the victims? That's one of those kind of maybe a good conversation.
What do you think?
Having.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think victims deserve justice.
Mm-hmm, they sure do. And they don't always get it, frankly, because the system in some ways is rigged, as we know. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For a visit on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to immediately get rid of my allergy problems. This is amazing. I haven't had, for the last, month and a half or so, Jay, we haven't had issues. But with the spring this year, the allergies were horrendous.
They're rough.
And it was tough even holding on to your voice. So that cleared up. And now the last couple, 3 days, Jack, it seems to have come back again, and I would look to you and your universal knowledge as to why it is we have a return with us now to those not-so-thrilling days of yesteryear when we could hardly talk.
As a proud and knowledgeable farmer that you are,
yes,
you know that certain things that you grow come to ripeness, or whatever you want to call it, at different stages.
That's true.
Backyard gardens, different things appear at different times. That's why we plant them at different times. Well, in nature, it's the same thing. Certain things that you might have an allergy to may not show up at the same time a bunch of other pollen types, species are floating through the atmosphere that you're not sensitive to. And then the one you're suddenly sensitive to suddenly is out there in the air, which is why you can be perfectly fine up till now, and then suddenly you're going nuts. You have Antrinex, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Antrinex.
Yes,
yeah. Well, take three of those about every 3 or 4 hours.
And call you in the morning?
And then, yeah, yes, go back to sleep and call me in the morning. No, that's one of the best things for allergies. It's a natural antihistamine. It's the only food-based antihistamine that we know of, something Japanese discovered back in the first decade of the previous century. And
Antrinex, a standard process product that you can get, by the way, from Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com or also JackStockwell.com. Dr. Jack offers a roadmap for avoiding the destructive stuff that goes on in your body because you don't take care of your body. And an example of his analysis is a new finding about turkey tail mushrooms. I have never heard of turkey tail mushrooms. You okay? Sounds like somebody's coughing through their ears here.
Oh, sorry. I just watered down the wrong pipe.
All right.
I had a drink. All right. Yeah. All right. There are a lot of different kinds of drinks that are alternatives to coffee and herbal drinks. And all of a sudden, lion's mane and turkey tail mushroom is really playing big in the natural healthcare area because of its anti-cancer capabilities. But particularly turkey tail. And if you Google turkey tail and look up images, you'll recognize it immediately. Almost every forest has
it's a
turkey
fan.
Tail.
Like, fan out. Yeah.
It's kind of fan out. It's a beautiful looking thing. Well, a lot of studies that have been done and published recently, a cellular physiology and biochemistry noticed the effect of turkey tail mushroom on breast cancer all the way up through stage 3 of reversing. Wow. Of reversing breast cancer from stage 1 to stage 3 with the increased possibility of tumor shrinkage because it boosts the immune system. Now, what are the causative factors in there? Of course, they're studying this like crazy because they want to try and make some drug that does the same thing, which is impossible, but they'll try and do it anyway.
Yeah.
But if you have coffee in the morning or if you have some kind of teas or something, you can get turkey tail either in capsules or you can get it as a powder and add it to your drink. And it is, it's really catching on. It can be in soups, it can be in stews, it can be in sauces, just, you know, finely chopped up or ground dried turkey tail mushrooms. And then, like I said, capsules or powders there, and also
so
a tea.
How does it rate with turmeric, when it comes to fighting cancer and cancer cells?
Turkey tail kind of has a specific targeted effect. Turmeric has just wonderful possibilities of what it can do throughout the entire body, not the least of which is that the anti-inflammatory effect that it has.
Right.
And so when I'm dealing with somebody who's in an inflammatory state, we're always using boswellia and turmeric. I like turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
But or if you eat a lot of Indian food, with curry, you're getting turmeric there anyway.
So these, again, are products that come from standard products. Boswellia, I think I have some of that laying around as well.
Yeah, Boswellia and Turmeric Forte.
Right.
Both of which available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
And find Jack at GoodDayHealthShow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. All that good stuff, courtesy of him and his knowledge. And there's plenty of it. He's got a big brain, that guy. Jack and Doug and Jay, 59 after the hour.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.